Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Tina Michelle, and welcome to Moms Chat Live. Another beautiful Saturday morning, and we are talking to moms today and celebrating one of my favorite moms. I don't know if you saw it on my social media, but we have the video posted there in reference to me and Adrian Ashley and Shane Sparks. We had so much fun. One day Shane was doing his show thanks to Easy Way Broadcasting. Shout outs to Easy. And he was doing his show at the studio over there in L.A. at RMC. And I didn't know that Adrian was a fan of Shane's. I had no idea. She saw me sort of chatting back and forth with the RMC studio, and she said, oh, my God, Shane Sparks is my bucket list. I cannot believe you are talking to Shane Sparks. I said, well, call him and wish him luck on his new show. And she did. And then it culminated from there. Little did we know that her bucket list item was to dance with Shane Sparks. So we made it happen because that's what I do. I'm a life coach, and I love to see people's dreams come true. So hopefully it's not too early in Reno, Nevada, and she will jump on the line with us as we talk about perseverance, changes in lives. The reason why I love celebrating her, I always love celebrating Adrian anyway because she's a lot of fun. She really is a lot of fun. But she told me the story of how she injured herself and really thought she was not going to walk, not going to be able to dance. She was a dancer. And how watching that show with Shane Sparks, actually, no pun intended, sparked her recovery after a terrible injury. So she got involved in dancing again, I believe, conditioning herself. And she would tell you if she's on the line, and we were waiting for the beautiful Adrian Ashley to rise up and wake up and get on the line, beautiful. Everything got sparked from her watching, I guess, So You Think You Can Dance, or the show that he was choreographing, because he's so brilliant. And she was able to get up and get moving again. So sometimes as moms, and sometimes just in life, we take twists and turns, and we don't know what's going to happen. We don't know how we're going to recover. We just know that we have to keep moving. And it takes sometimes resources, it takes triggers, but most of the time it's really going to take you getting up and get moving. So she literally got moving. She literally got up and started dancing because of the inspiration of Shane Sparks. So I hope you got a chance to watch that video. It's on easywaybroadcasting.com. It's on the Moms Chat Live fan page, but it's definitely on facebook.com/TinaSpeaks. So check it out. Since we've been doing the show, there's been a lot of questions about what are the directions, what are some of the directions we'd like to go at Moms Chat Live. One of the major things I want to do is One of the major things I would love to do is to do some live engagement, live interaction, some meetup groups. I want to meet up with the moms. I want to meet up with moms all over the country, actually. We're designing some kickoff tours with some fabulous moms that I cannot talk about yet. But trust me, these are moms you want to be involved with, celebrity moms. Actually, I think my Shiro is on. She just logged on. Let's see. Is that you, Miss Adrian Ashley?
Yes, it is. Thank you for sending me the call-in number. I was furiously and frantically looking for it. And, you know, like most moms, I'm trying to multitask, which is clearly never a good idea.
Well, especially, you know, when you're operating a vehicle or something, you shouldn't do that. You really shouldn't, because it's not cool. But welcome, welcome to Mom Chat Live, and we get to celebrate you today on the show. Thank you for being here.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
I'm so excited. Everything that I do, I try to figure out a way to incorporate Adrian. Because your personality is so awesome. Where I meet so many people who have no personality or have borrowed someone else's in Hollywood.
Ooh, yes. Okay, that's funny. That's very, very funny. Because, yes,
but it's true.
I have seen many people who I meet them and I go, wow, you remind me of so-and-so. And then I think about it and I go, you know, they were just being so-and-so. I still don't know who they are.
Yeah, they're embodying that person, you know. So yeah. I just loved when we met, and I was just telling the audience a little bit of a story. And we have it posted on Facebook. I think you saw it, the Shane Sparks, Adrian Ashley video.
Oh, my God, that was so much fun. I love that because, you know, I just was all hot and bothered. I had such a crush on him. And I used to be a dancer. Like, I professionally danced. I was in dance companies. I mean, dance theater. Like, I really was a dancer. And then I got hurt, and I hadn't done it forever. And then hip-hop came around, and I never really could do hip-hop. Like, that was not my thing, because I never learned. And then when I was coaching high school cheerleading, I had a bunch of girls that could step. And they were trying to teach me how to step, which is like stomping and clapping at the same time to a rhythm that, you know, no human should be able to do. And these girls were like wicked good at it. And they're trying to teach me the simplest little combination, and I just couldn't do it. I'm like, damn, white girls got no rhythm, but I do have rhythm. I do. I just clearly
you sure do. I can prove it. Prove it. We have the video. We have the video.
Yeah, we have the video.
I think she
fit
better than me.
It's so funny, though, because he, you know, he does it, and I'm doing it with him, and I'm doing okay. You know, I mean, really, I'm just doing okay, because he was totally not doing it full out. And
no,
I wasn't,
he didn't beat your butt.
No. Well, I could barely move the next day. He worked my twerk like crazy. But then he lets me do it on my own, and I instantly fall back on salsa. And he's like,
this is not a salsa lesson. And for those of you who are wondering what we're talking about, I believe that it's posted on now on easywaybroadcasting.com. You can see this video, and it was so much fun, and I want to do a whole series called just the bucket list.
That was on my bucket list. That's how this whole thing started was I was like, I was saying something. I was talking to Tina on Facebook, and she said something about Shane Sparks, and it's his first show, and she's like, call him. I'm like, call, literally my heart starts palpitating, call Shane Sparks. You want me to just pick up the phone and call Shane Sparks? Really? You want me to just pick up the phone and call the man I've been lusting after for how many seasons on 30 Days and Dance? Really?
She wanted to be his baby mama.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Okay, so they're hearing us cut up, right? So people need to know who you are. You're a producer. You're an actress.
Yep.
I mean, you do your thing, and you're a mom.
I'm a TV host. I'm an award-winning best-selling author. I'm an award-winning film producer. I am a startup advisor. I am a viral social media beast. So I developed a new show that we're auditioning right now called The Real Deal, R-E-E-L,
yes.
The Real Deal.
Yes.
And that's therealdeal.tv. And we are pairing up celebs, which we just announced our season one cast, so I'm very, very excited about that, for our celebrity cast members, and we are still auditioning actors, directors, composers, and writers for the show. And it is the first time that actors, directors, writers, and composers are going to have a shot at a competitive-style reality show that is really going to test their skill in a way that the audience can interact, engage, watch, support, and get to know them. And that's the real deal part about this is.
And that's what
I
love about it. You know,
what
my badge of honor for entrepreneurs has been called for 10 years?
The Real Deal.
The TRD, the real deal. Because my book that we are finally launching in September is called The Real Manifesto, How to Manifest Reality.
Yes. Exactly. And so
that's
why,
like, when she told me, I'm like, I'm going to be there.
Oh, my God, yes, you are. So we're filming in Los Angeles, and it's going to be really fun because we're not doing drama. You know, you don't have to – we're not casting assholes. Can I say that?
Mm-hmm.
It's Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, you can say it. You can say it on Blog Talk, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And everyone has one of those, by the way.
It
is everyone has one, by the way. So it's not really a curse. It's just a place on the anatomy.
That's right. But no attitude adjustments will be necessary because we're not casting people who need them. We are ensuring that everything that we do is the highest quality people. And that was pretty shocking. People are like, but you cast Screech. I'm not going to watch him. I saw him on XYZ, and he was horrible. I'm like, yes, that show is specifically designed to bring out the worst. And then they take only the worst parts of that person and put it out there. And I'm not doing that. I'm taking the best of everybody.
And that's the reality, right? The reality of reality is unreal.
It's totally unreal. This one guy on The Bachelorette, sweet, good-looking, sweet man, okay? Friend of a friend. So, you know, I kind of know him, but I'm really good friends with his good friends who totally know him. They edited him so badly, he cannot get a date now. He's not the person that they showed. He is not how they depicted him at all. But those contracts say, you can make me look like a complete ass, and I'll stand for it. And
that happens in Atlanta Housewives. You know, I worked at reality TV show sets, and I have been on the sets where I'm the life coach of the cast, not on camera.
Right.
I was finally asked to be the life coach on camera on another show. I won't mention it. But I believe that they did not want to help those people, and they were all addicted. They all had drug problems. So I said, what's the IPA? Where's the assessment? Oh, no, 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 we're just going to do this. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. I had to bow out.
No.
Sorry, you're going to these people could die. And then another show called me, and they said, we want you to just say everybody's crazy. I'm like, I want to be able to go through the coaching process and be a real coach and try to make some shifts. No, 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 no. We just want you to be the coach that they go to, and then you say that they're all crazy. No, I'm not doing that.
That's
reality shows.
Right, but that's why it's different with my reality show. Because when you coach the people who are literally having meltdowns, you're going to coach them back to their best and highest performance level. You're going to get them off the ledge, take them off the ledge, and back into high performance mode. Not strong.
See, I love that. And that's why I love you. Because, you know, my mother used to say, if you follow a stupid person home, another stupid person answers the door. It happens in reverse, too. Like, if you follow a very empowered or loving person home, then, you know, you're in the company of people that actually support you. And so you are one of those people that I met that I said, I just love her energy and her spirit. And then I said to God, I said, more of that, please. No more crazy people. More of that.
Exactly. Oh, my God, that reminds me of when I was married. And I have this one friend who is just, like, the most put-together, awesome, great friend, rock-solid person. And he goes, you can have as many of those as you want. You can have as many clones of her as you want, you know.
Oh, wow.
Absolutely, 1,000%. Surround yourself
with
that.
Well, that's this year, right? I put down crazy in 2013, and now this is the year of abundance. So I was like, okay, well, no more crazy. So 2013 was really about finding the crazy in me. I mean, if we be honest, we only attract who we are.
Well, that's very true. And you know what? That's really an aha. You just gave me an aha because you attract who you are. And this year, so I am attracting a bunch of amazingly powerful, awesome women doing amazing things. I mean, literally one of them I talked to last night, and I'm one of the few people who know what she's got going on. And it's so big. It's literally Walt Disney World big. Like, here, let me just get, you know, 7,000 acres in the middle of nowhere, and this is what we're going to create.
Yeah.
It's that big.
And that's what we're attracting.
Right.
That's what we're attracting.
Exactly.
I love it.
And I was like, wow, like, that to me is totally, totally awesome. And it is. So you got to put yourself in the right frame of mind to attract the people that you want to be around, but you're right that you called it, you attract who you are.
So you can't be mad about it. Everyone who's there, it's from through some kind of choice internally. You have made a choice where that person or that trait is actually in you and it served you at some point. But what's beautiful about being girls and being women is that we get to unchoose anytime we want. We can just unchoose and then change the whole game. So what I sat down and I thought about, who do I want to celebrate this week? I want to celebrate another Shiro. I said, Adrian Ashley. She's a beast. I want her there. And not only do I want you on this show, because this is only one of many shows that we get to do, both of us, right? On one of many shows, I want to book you in L.A. at our live television show, which is the Tina Speaks show. And then I'm going to come and troll to Reno, me and my daughter, and we're going to hang out with you for your reality show, because your show is actually an authentic, it's the real deal. That's what
but
it is.
Do you
it's
realize that
deal.
I'm shooting the real deal in Los Angeles? Let's talk about a real deal for a second. I designed this show for Reno. because when people say Reno, they go, oh, Reno 911. That's how they think of Reno. And we're in the middle of this rebrand, and I said, I can fix this. So I designed this show to showcase the independent film talent that's here in Reno, the different locations, and I literally made it so diverse that you would never believe that these seven films that we're creating during the show could actually be shot in the same place, like 15 minutes from City Center. It would blow your mind.
Wait a second. I realize how slow I am, right? Because, you know, I haven't had my cup of coffee yet. I keep saying I'm going to Reno, but really, I'm coming to you. Going down the street.
You're just going down the street. Yeah, because we passed film incentives here in Reno, and the powers that be, somebody along the way who didn't want them to pass, decided to implement a few extra little roadblocks, like public hearings and full budget disclosure.
Well, oh, gosh.
Yeah, so Sony had already committed to shooting Mall Cop 2 here. And, you know, and it's a 20% rebate. So, you know, they're talking about getting a couple million dollars back. So it's a big deal, right? But they've already done all their pre-production. They're scouting everything. They've spent a ton of money getting this film ready to go. And now they have to publicly disclose every penny they're spending and who's getting it.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And
who wants
that,
to do that?
Well, for an indie like mine, right, there's no way I can do that. If anybody knew how little I'm paying for my equipment, if anybody knew how little people were getting paid to work on this show, right, and, you know, and everything is union minimum, right? So that doesn't normally happen on the big budgets. It's always like, you know, $5,000 a week or whatever it is. But, you know, everybody's doing this because they want to be on the show, because they want to participate, because they want.
I want to be your coach. I want to be your life coach. So now I know it's in L.A.
Yeah. It's in L.A.
Let's do
it's
it.
It's super easy. Yeah, you're basically going to save people when they, because you know it's going
to
happen.
When they're about to
That's
hit the
whole
wall.
Thing. They're going to hit the wall. It's that time compression of, you know, the drama of, like, Extreme Home Makeover, build a house in a week. Well, something's going to happen. A delivery's going to be missed. You know, there's always drama, but it's never mean people drama, right? It's situational drama.
It's just normal
and how
you human.
It.
Yeah, it's human
right, it's,
drama, which I love
but
that.
But the thing is, how do you creatively get around it, right? How do you fix the problem, work around it, overcome it? That's the interesting part for me. Right, that's what I want to show. I'm the queen of 2 minutes and no budget to make any problem go away. That's my
job. I think our
queendoms,
and there's the other queens that we're going. Well, I call myself a king's dress. I'm a king in a dress. King's dress.
A king in a dress.
I'm a king's dress. You know, because I don't have like another support role as king, like physical. That I would actually say is there in that place. So I'm the king, and I'm just a woman. But there's a whole bunch of us that are coming into play, and we're going to put them on the show because they're moms, and they are about incredible work. Next week we have on the beautiful Angelia White, who is the publisher, the editor-in-chief of Hope for Women magazine.
Nice.
And she does a beautiful, beautiful job for at least, you know, 5 to 6 years. I really think it's 9, publishing this publication on her own. And I said to her, we need to come into community as women because really we're all about spreading hope. So you have sort of championed this print publication type of thing, where this one over here may have championed this move over here. And, you know, and then the week after that we have Shelley Hunt coming on. Great motivational speaker. She'll be on Mom's Chat Live. And so as women, we come together and we figure out how do we collectively dominate the world
exactly.
And get the vision out. And so that's my commitment. To 2014, I'm saying let's build this ultimate global Shiro mastermind and get it done. And figure out how we support each other every step of the way. We're all in media in some shape or form. Let's share sponsorship. Let's figure out who needs budget. Let's make sure that they have it. Let's make sure there's no hiccups anywhere for any of our projects so that we don't have to stop moving.
Exactly. And you know what?
So
and that's
the
thing. I felt that transformational shift. And what was really interesting was somebody was talking about how how people are getting more closed off and catty. And I said, you know what, it's a direct effect of the universe busting wide open and the entire movement towards being really transparent and open. And that scares a lot of people. So those of us that are like, we're already there. Like,
yeah,
I walk around.
We're not afraid. We're not afraid to be buck naked. Fine.
Fine.
We're not afraid.
Hello, I'm on that video, and I'm twice as big as Mr. Shane Sparks.
And I tower over
you
both of you, like,
when
she
was running away from me.
She-Ra Amazon. Did we put that? No, I think our beautiful photographer, Robert Zubia, cut that part out because, you know.
It was funny. No.
I think they both started
smack,
blushing.
And I was, like, calling him on it, like, dude, let's go.
They both started.
I think it's interesting.
The interesting thing is that Adrian comes into California, into Shane Sparks' private studio, photographed by a black male, choreography, black male, and had two black men blushing.
Hello, I have the booty that they will cross the street to follow. So it's not like I don't know the assets I bring to the table.
No, you have what I call not just the booty, you have, you know, the front too, so that's futures and assets.
That's so funny.
I know you have a baby boy at home. Let's talk about him for a minute. And how do you balance this stuff out?
Oh, well, let me just preface this whole section of this conversation with my friend has 7 children, and she said her 7 are easier than my 1. So my boy is ADD Asperger's, has 180 IQ, bounces off the walls, is extraordinarily bright. He's also one of those strong-willed children. There's a book out there about strong-willed children.
Call them spirited children.
Yes. He's always pushing his boundaries and testing because he wants to know that they're there, right? And but it's exhausting. He's also the most amazing person I've ever met. He sat down one day. We were at a party, and he had an hour and a half long conversation with a Nobel laureate when he was 7 about World War II and cause and effect and military strategy and that whole thing. And it was a back-and-forth conversation. I mean, I was listening to it slightly slack-jawed going, that's my kid, because his thing is guns and weapons and war. Where we were living in Marin County, which is where I grew up, that's not okay. Matter of fact, he was sent to the principal's office for pointing his finger and saying, bang, constantly told he was a bad child, and it was really, and he was bullied horribly. So I made the choice to homeschool him, and even after 2 years of homeschool in California, I made the choice to move to Nevada where, you know, being gun-friendly is not looked at as being a potential terrorist. So that was part of my reasoning for leaving California, other than, you know, aside from the fact that, you know, it's 65% less expensive here.
I would imagine
taxes.
So.
No personal or corporate state taxes. You have no
Are you
idea
kidding?
How much money that saves. I'm not kidding.
Oh, yeah, that's why I live in Arizona. So I commute to L.A.
Right.
I commute to Los Angeles. So for a lot of the same reasons. So my son is 23, right? And he's probably the grown-up version of your son. So they need
probably.
To meet.
Yeah.
And you need you need hope. You need hope because my son is very brilliant, sort of phlegmatic, extremely focused on goals.
Yep.
And just has a wonderful Gandhi-like presence. But I used to call him, you know, both of my kids, very spirited children. And so that's why
we bond, because I tell you these stories and you actually understand what I mean. The people who look at me and they're like, can't you control your child? And I'm thinking, not at this stage of the meltdown. No, I have to let him get all the way to the end.
Yeah.
And then it's out. And then you have a few good weeks. You know, so he has another one.
They don't get it. They don't understand.
They don't get it. I'm like, you have a normal child, and your child, you know, will be happy.
And your child is normal, so I don't call them special needs. They're specially gifted.
That was the whole thing. We're doing a show, so I don't know. Have you met Katie Schnorbusch? She's the Honky Tonk and Honey. So we're doing a TV show with her. She's a country music A&R rep and the funniest girl you will ever meet. I mean, she will go to a bar a year later because she travels the country looking for new talent. And they'll be like, oh, my God, Katie, you're back. Like, they remember her a year later, 2 years later. She is unforgettable. Well, her kid is a little bit younger than Jack, and he's also exactly the same, totally into weapons, military, all that. So we're putting them together, and we're doing a show called The Gift. Because here's the thing about Asperger's that people don't understand. They say it's special needs or this or that. When you do it right, here's the thing. When you do it right, when you accentuate what makes them happy, when you put them in their zone of genius and accommodate the other things like, you know, he wants to talk his tests. He doesn't want to handwrite. You know, we did make him learn to handwrite so that he writes legibly with good penmanship. But, you know, I'll let him type his projects. I'll let him talk and do oral presentations. I don't want him to have to sit there and do things that are painful and horrible that he hates because then he won't like learning. And so we've designed his curriculum so that it accentuates all of the great stuff. And then he gets through his regular fifth grade curriculum in about an hour or two. And then the rest of it is quantum physics and design and engineering. And
how old is he?
10.
And yeah, okay. Right. So he and my son need to meet. My 23-year-old was never diagnosed, but I knew what it was.
Yeah.
So I went to three different doctors, and because it was so low spectrum, they could not pin it. And at that time, mind you, he's 23, the science wasn't there to detect it. So it wasn't autism, but I knew it was Asperger's, similar to what Bill Gates had.
It's exactly
marginal to
that.
Low spectrum. Yep.
Right, but
I knew that's what it was, but they had nothing for it at the time. So I brought him home to homeschool, and I wrote his curriculum based on all his interests the way you did. So instead of doing math, science, whatever, he loves all that, reading, writing, history. I did seismology. We studied volcanoes, and we created history. We did the history and the English and all the curriculi integrated into those topics, and he had a blast.
Exactly. So that's exactly what I'm talking about. It's child-specific teaching. And then, so if you look at Iron Man, right, Tony Stark, my kid will be Tony Stark. So how I did that was since he was five, he's been the CEO of a company, and he, you know, he designs weapons for the military. Now, they haven't bought any yet, but his designs keep getting better and better and better. And because he's the CEO, this was my, you know, mommy has to get creative and figure workarounds. I taught him leadership skills and things he needs to know as a CEO and as a leader, which includes body language, sensory acuity, all the things that they don't naturally have with Asperger's, and they also don't think they need because it doesn't occur to them that they need it. As a leader, I teach him the body language techniques. Then one day we're having this conversation, and he reaches out and he touches my elbow. And he does this full-blown body language NLP technique. It's like a combo of NLP and body language.
Yes, he embedded. He gave you the point of embedment.
Oh, yeah. I totally created
the nested loop.
Oh, yeah, because I was like, you really are paying attention. He totally is devouring this stuff like crazy.
And he gets it.
And gets it.
It gets it, because you've got him engaged. That's brilliant. And you see, you know, there's people listening right now that have – they choose their power. They choose their power. So, you know, there are people that are listening, and they followed some of my social radio. My social radio is sort of grittier than sort of what we do on TV, right, and what we do on our you know, radio show over there in L.A. But, you know, I have had a passion, and I haven't had the engagement until recently about autism and supporting parents, Asperger's and supporting parents. And I really want to do something. I can't put my finger on it. I don't want to just do radio shows about it anymore. I don't want to just do, you know, let's have an awareness and participate in Awareness Month. I want to be able to support the parents because it's the parents that are getting their butt kicked. There's a lot of resources for the children.
Yeah, but we're exhausted.
But we're tired, right? So
tired.
I want to support the parents. I mean, I'm on the other side of it. My son is 22, 23. And again, he was very, very low spectrum. Unless you knew what it was, you wouldn't know what it was. Like, and his IQ, very, very high. Read his father's anatomy and physiology textbook at 5 years old and dropped it at my feet and said, started crying. He was, I don't even think he was five yet, actually. Started crying. I said, what's the matter, Jay? He said, I don't know how I'm going to learn everything in the world. That's only one book. And it's only one book, and there's a lot of books, Mommy. I'm like, okay, you don't have to learn everything. He read the entire, from the table of contents to the indexes, anatomy and physiology textbook for his dad for college. And he's like four.
Yeah.
And was crying because he doesn't think he's going to learn it all in time.
And so. That was us with oceanography. At three, we could flashcard every weapon in World War II. At five, or maybe no, he was six, he drew Iwo Jima with all of the troop encampments, all of the exact places where everything was, and his dad comes over, looks at it, and goes, oh, Iwo Jima. I had no idea what he was drawing. And he goes, and he got it all right. And I'm thinking, okay, so now we're talking potentially past life regression. He must have been a flyer flying over it to see all that because that's, like, how did he know?
Yeah, they're specially gifted. And so, and I mean, I don't even joke about it because there's things that my son has drawn and weapons. He's designed future-proof weapons. Things that I have. Here he is writing it out at 3 years old, and I'm like, what is that? He's like, Mom, it works on vibrational impulse and sounds, and it's ionic. And I'm like, okay, cool.
Right. Aces, dude. Thank you. Thank you. You get my experience, right? They're designing ionic cannons, and I'm like, okay, so did you tap into the NSA database?
And sometimes, and be careful, he's 10. So by the time my son was 11, 12, that question was a real consideration.
Right. And my son, they let him sit at a desk at the bank when I was there one day. I said, that's really not a good idea. Because Mommy used to break into banks for a living. The banks would hire me. That's what I used to do, was break into banks. So, you know, when it comes to hacking, he's naturally gifted, you know. And he's in there doing stuff, and they're like, wait, what? Huh? I'm like, I told you not to let him sit there.
Don't let him do that.
Don't let him do
that's
that.
That's a no-no.
Because he
that's
can
no-no.
Do that.
Yeah, he can. And you won't know how to fix it.
You might not think he can, but he really, really can. Yeah.
So tell me, Adrienne. Okay, so you're a producer. You're an actress. You're always writing. I know you're always creative. You have your specially gifted, beautiful son that probably takes up more time sometimes, and sometimes you probably just want to go sit in the front of the television, stay there. I'm closing the door, and I'm going to scream now, and I'll be back in about 5 minutes, right? And then sometimes you have it balanced. How do you figure this out from day to day? How do you figure it out? Or is it, you know, you're just okay with it? You're all balanced. Do you have those moments where you feel like you're going to hit the wall? And how do you resource yourself?
Oh, how do I resource myself? I try to make sure I have time every day for me, which is hard because I don't. I realized I hadn't had a massage in like a year, and I used to do that every week. So I've just been running, and I haven't been taking care of myself. I'm not dating. So I decided that I'm going to date. I spend time with girlfriends. So, like, I just have to have chill, pointless time. I noticed it was very sad for many, many years. I didn't have any friends that weren't my clients or my colleagues. Like, I just didn't have any girlfriends. And that happened for several years, and that was really bothering me. And then I joined this group. It was called a Band of Wives. Now it's called a Band of Women. And it was just random, awesome women that I had no other connection to other than this group, and they were just fabulous. And I'd literally, put out a bulletin and be like, I want to go to dinner tonight. And, like, five people would show up, and it would be fabulous. So that kind of thing, where I just started engaging with people, just awesome people. Not
for the
sake of work. So
you know, see, for you to identify that, right? So what were you identifying? You're identifying that not that it's bad that your friends or clients or stuff, but you needed to have a disconnect from your personal workflow into your self care flow.
Yeah, I was working 24 hours a day, which was really difficult. That was the hard part. That's where I was having trouble.
Yeah. So that's how you produce the balance. So no matter what, I mean, whatever the issues are, we have our children, we have our work, we have our passion, we have our vision. You know, I tell my children when I just disconnect, and, you know, my youngest one is 17, so I'm sort of on the other side of this conversation, thank God, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, woo, when I saw this beautiful young lady in the grocery store the other day, and she had about five kids, and the oldest one was 10. So
yeah.
There were stair steps and stacked up, and she looked like she was about to have a nervous breakdown. She wanted to fall down, and the little one was, I saw it. His legs were getting ready to go. He's about to take off. So I literally got in front of him and just looked at her eye to eye, and he took off, and he ran right into my legs, and I grabbed him, right? And I started to, laugh with him and then put him in the carriage with his other twin sibling. And she's like, thank you so much. I said, guess what? They grow up. It gets better. But enjoy them now because it goes by so fast.
Oh, yeah.
And she was just so grateful, just that I stopped and said, you're okay. You're doing fine. You have five of them.
Oh, yeah.
I
five.
Do.
Yeah.
So, I really want to figure out ways to support mom.
I'll tell you the one thing that I do. You need a place where it's perfectly okay to have a pity party privately. So I belong to a homeschool mothers group that's on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
I have the unique position where I'm not allowed to be, not perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm human, but for the most part, I'm seen as perfect, which is totally not true because I'm absolutely human. But there are times when I get frustrated and I'm crying or my kid has done something, and I don't want it out there publicly, but at the same time, I need the support. And this group on Facebook, I will post the most gut-wrenching things in there and be like, I do not know what to do about this. And there's like 80 members, but we're all in the same situation. We're all single moms and we all homeschool our kids for one reason or another, whether that's special needs or religious reasons or whatever, but it's like we all have the same challenges where our kids do not go away to school, so there's not a lot of away time.
Mm-hmm.
And so they get it, and they have solutions. There's always somebody in that group who's been there, done that, and especially for this type of thing, it's crucial. It's absolutely crucial that you have a safe place where you can break down when necessary and get the support that you need. Like, you have to. You cannot be perfect all the time. It's going to happen.
And there's no such thing as perfect, right?
There's
always the pretense. Yeah, and you're going to go off.
Right.
And you're going to hit the wall. And it's okay. Right, when I deal with my clients and they'll call me, and a lot of my clients are phenoms, so they have that position of supporting brands, supporting the experience that people have around them. And so they come to me, and I'm like, I'm the safe place, right?
Right.
I give them the opportunity to say, F it. I'm mad, I'm pissed off, I want to have this, and I don't care, and I don't have all the answers, and I'm not trying to pretend to have all the answers. Fine, that's great. Get it all out, because if you don't, you're going to hit a wall in a whole different way. And I don't want you to hit the wall in a whole different way because you stuffed your emotions. This is normal, balancing the kids, trying to figure it out. And sometimes you just don't want to. And we feel horrible as moms when we say, I'm just not in the mood for this crap today. I'm unplugging the mommy hat. I'm throwing it away today. I'm throwing away the love hat. I'm throwing it away today. Because if I do not do self-care, I'm going to go there. All the way there.
It is so hard to do that too, because then you feel guilty, and I'm lucky that I get to travel, so I do get to disconnect. I disconnect, it's like to go to LA to the Oscars or to the Emmys or, to whatever I'm doing, and it's really interesting to me that away time really helps me. But at the same time, I'm human, and there's sometimes I hit that wall, and you have to have a group to talk to. You can't do it by yourself. You're not an island. And if you try to be everything to everyone, the only person who's going to suffer is you, because you can't
do
anything to yourself. There's nothing left.
And who wants that, right?
Who wants that?
You have to put your own oxygen mask on first before you put on the mask of the person that's next to you. We learned that from stewardesses, right?
That's right.
But that's the truth. That's the truth. So I'm so happy you're here. We only have about 3 or 4 more minutes, and I want to make sure that people know that you are Adrienne Ashley, and you're visiting us here on Mom's Chat Live, thanks to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, and we're going to book you in L.A. I don't want to wait until July, though.
Oh, no.
I really don't want to wait.
I'm actually touring studios. We're picking our shooting locations, so I'll be back in a month.
What kind of studio are you looking for? Are you looking for a green screen studio?
No, I'm looking for, like, Universal Studios. I'm looking for a back lot. There used to be this place, and I can't remember what it was. And all I know is now they have sex parties there. It's crazy. It's a studio. And I had bought, like, 2 days worth of this space ages ago. And, like, 5 years ago when I was going to shoot a movie. And and I never used it, and I doubt that they'll, like, give it to me. But it was they had a whole set department and a costume department, and it was like an old department store, something. But they had standing sets, right? So they had everything. They had an apartment. They had a speakeasy. They had a little back lot area. They just had all this stuff. And I was like, we could just all be in the same place, you know, shooting on different floors, in different sections of different floors, and that would be awesome. So I'm looking for that. I'm looking for standing stages and that kind of thing.
Okay. All right. Well, I want to make sure that we
can
all be
in the
same
place. Huh?
Yeah. Well, let me know your schedule so we can catch you in L.A. We can actually have you on the show live on the Tina Speak show, which is exciting.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Also,
and, you know, anybody who wants to audition, they just go to TheRealDeal.tv.
What do they have to do to do that? What do they have to do? What are you looking for?
They have to do a 90-second personality interview, you know, because it is a reality TV show. So 90% of the show is reality, is behind the scenes. It's who you are as a real person. 10% is your work product, your talent. So first off, I need to make sure, you know, like, are you watchable? So we've got the watchable parts for the reality TV section. That's a 90-second personality video. Who are you and why should we put you on the show? And then the callbacks are a timed audition, and that's where you really show your talent. And then the finalists from that are then how social can you be? And it's really their effective use of social media. And that those three steps determine who makes it onto the show.
I love it. I love it. So how do they get involved? What website do they go to?
TheRealDeal.tv. And it's RTL.
TheRealDeal.tv.
Yep, TheRealDeal.
And they find out more about you on wowisme.net, right?
They can. Or
they need to. They need to find out.
They need to find out about me.
Yeah.
I'm everywhere. I mean, all they have to do is Google A-D-R-Y-E-N-N, and, you know, there's 200,000 pages and lots of reading.
Yeah. Absolutely. I know this. I'm like, this chick is everywhere. She's everywhere. So I look forward to everything that we're going to be doing this year. I look forward to the reality show being in Los Angeles, shooting there, because then we can wrap some goodies around it and make it really fun with the shooting.
No.
And if it's going to be fun. I'm so excited. So when it comes to how we can move forward as moms, what do you think we should do? And we only have 90 seconds, but what do you think is one step that we can do to help moms a little more, have support?
Don't give up your dreams. I mean, I know that being a mom, you know, they say you only have a short time with your child before they're an adult. So don't forget that, but also don't give up your dreams. You know, I know a lot of people who have sacrificed what they wanted to do and waited until their kids were grown and out of the house before they thought about their own dreams. But there is a way to balance it and do it all at the same time. I just said you can't do it all. You can have your dreams and be a good mom at the same time. There is a way. Everyone has their own unique recipe for how to do that. But don't give up.
Well, thank you very much for being on Mom's Chat Live here. This Adrienne Ashley is on the line. Go to wowisme.net and find out more about her. The Real Deal, right, is where they can go and sign up for the
TheRealDeal.tv.
TV. Yeah. They can, you can go sign up and be part of this little actually huge reality show because it's the first time ever it's been done in this way, and it's authentic. It's not going to put you in the wrong light in front of the audience. And if you go audition and make it, you can come and party with me and Adrian.
Awesome.
That's a motivator.
Yeah.
That's the fun part. So we're going to wrap it up, and we'll be back here next week on Mom's Chat Live with Tina Michelle. And go over to easywaybroadcasting.com and listen to the archives. It's that simple. Tell Eric Zilli I said hey and I sent you. Love you. Talk to you next week.